Shalom, brethren. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar, before sunset, it is the 17th of Sivan. I've already done some audios earlier on regarding the number 6 and how it relates to mankind. And the importance of understanding the number 6 from a Hebrew perspective. And I read several scriptures and I explained various things. However, I feel led to do another audio to just talk a little bit more about the issue of, you know, being weak as a man, the weakness of mankind, you know, the... In our fallen state, we've become much weaker than we used to be before the eating of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, I also forgot to read Psalm 6 in the previous audios. I had it in mind to round up with Joshua 1:8, Psalm 6 verse 6. But I totally forgot. Let me just say a quick word of prayer because I've been up and down. I just don't want to talk with sin in my heart. All right. Father, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, I thank you so much once again for this opportunity to record another audio. Abba Yahweh, have mercy upon me. In any way I have sinned against you, I pray that Abba Yahweh, you cleanse my heart with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Cleanse my thoughts, cleanse my intentions, cleanse my motives, cleanse my mouth, cleanse my lips, my tongue, my eyes, cleanse every sense in my body, cleanse my organs. Father, you say the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Lord, I choose not to be hypocritical in my way of life. For you hate hypocrisy, Lord, and hypocrisy opens the door to becoming rebellious in nature, to becoming a witch. Lord, limandarabosika yandarababoshindarababosa. I ask that, Father, you cleanse my heart, you circumcise my heart to the glory of your name in the mighty name of Yahushua. Let any stoniness in my heart be converted to flesh in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Let every stoniness of heart that could be in my life, Lord, let it be transformed to flesh in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh, alibo sika yandarababo shandarababosa. Lord, I pray that even as I continue to minister through audio, that Father, you will be a blessing to your people. Sorry, these audios will be a blessing to your people. Let your Ruach HaKodesh fill me afresh. Let your holy anointing fill me afresh, Father. Libo lima rabashandarababosa. Let your holy presence and your holy fire fill my life and fill these afresh and fill these audios into the glory of your name. In the name of Yahushua, let your holy fire burn in our environments, Lord, and consume every evil in our lives. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Lima rabakaya rabashanda rebosi kayanda rababosa. Father, let there be transformation as a result of sharing these audios in the mighty name of Yahushua, and let all the glory return to you in the mighty name of Yahushua of HaMashiach. For I choose to decrease as you increase in me in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that song again that we sang earlier on, because that's where, you know, that's how I was reminded that I need to share this. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Through the river I will wade, there my sins are washed away. From the heaven's mercy streams of the Savior's love for me. I will rise from waters deep into the saving arms of Yah. I will sing salvation songs. Yahushua has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Yahushua has died, has rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna to Yahushua died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Yahushua died and rose again. Hallelujah, 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 praise Yah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the Lord says, let the weak say I am strong, and let the poor say I am rich. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We confess what we want to see. So Psalm 6 verse 6 says, I am weary with my groaning all the night. I am weary with my groaning all the night. Make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I read this earlier on in the World English Bible, I felt like it said it better. So I'll just go to the World English Bible and see what it says there. It says, I am weary with my groaning. Every night I flood my bed. I drench my couch with tears. And he continues to say in verse 7, my eye wastes away because of grief. So, brethren, you can see that, because of our fallen nature, we cry and we groan a lot throughout our lives on earth, from the minute we are being born all the way to the end of our lives. In fact, the legends of the Jews says that when a baby is being born, the groaning is so great that only a cock can really hear the reality of the groaning. And the same goes for when a man is dying. The groaning that a man or a woman or anybody dying gives out can only be truly heard by a cock. Only one creature in the entire universe was given the ability to hear the groaning of, you know, a person, I don't want to say human being, because human means monster, and it means a hybrid. It means something else. It doesn't mean a mankind made in Yah's image. So only a cock is the creature given the ability to hear the groaning of a person when they are coming into the world and when they are departing from this world. And we are born not of our will, and we die against our will, and we still have to give an account of our lives. That's just the way it is. Now, in the beginning, it says in the legends of the Jews again, that when mankind was made, mankind was very strong. Mankind was very powerful. Mankind had authority over every creature, every form of creation that Yahweh made. That's why Yahweh used different elements of the universe, like soil, like wind, like air, like water, like I've forgotten the other one, fire, to make mankind. Those are the four main ones, but there are others like grass. And when Yahweh was picking those elements to make them, the angels were watching, and they even involved, you know, they kind of involved in the conversation that Yahweh had in terms of making mankind in the flesh form. And when he was making these things, he was giving us authority over everything that he had created. And he said that the body of mankind is a reflection of the world. Every part of the body that we have is a reflection of this world that we live in. I don't remember the details, so I'm not able to give the examples, but one of the, for example, the eye, I've now forgotten, but you know, every part of the body is representative of something that Yahweh has created in this world. Hallelujah. So mankind was so tall before, and they could reach into the heavens. They didn't need any permission, or they didn't need to wait for angels to carry them up to the heavens. You know, anytime Adam felt like talking to the Lord or visiting heaven, he would actually just feel free to go. But when mankind sinned against Yahweh and the curses were spoken forth in the Garden of Eden, a lot of things changed. And one of the things that changed was the height of man started to reduce. So immediately Adam shrunk, not too much though, but he did shrink. His height reduced, so he wasn't able to just, you know, climb or go into the heavens at any time he felt like. Another thing is he lost his strength and energy, the supernatural strength of, you know, of the Lord. He lost it, and you know, that meant that he could get tired, and he had need for sleep. Before the fall of man, we did not have need for sleep. We were heavenly beings. We were spiritual beings. And the spirit man does not sleep. If he does, then something has gone wrong. Obviously, I know that Yahweh speaks in the, you know, in the Bible says that we slumber and we need to be woken up from time to time. But the truth of the matter is, as Romans 8 says, and Romans 5, we were spiritual beings more. We were more spiritual than physical that time. Our spirit man was very sensitive and very strong, and our flesh body could work and just not get tired. And we were very stronger than the beasts of the earth. Remember, the beasts of the earth were given authority over them, and their food was the herbs of the earth. We were given the fruit of the trees, and they were given the herbs, which means they were not meat eating creatures, and neither were we. But when mankind sinned against Yahweh, mankind fell out of alignment with Yahweh, and that led to mankind becoming weak in nature. And as a result, now we cannot fight against the beasts of the earth when they come to attack us, unless Yahweh gives us supernatural strength. The only way we can overcome them is to rely on Yahweh. So when our fallen nature has made us to become much more reliable on God, on Yahweh. Before we were reliable on God unconsciously, but now we have to constantly remind ourselves that we need to rely on the Lord for everything in life. And King David, this is why King David was able to kill, I think, four bears and three lions. He was able to, kill various animals over time as he was working as a shepherd. The only reason why he was able to do that was because Yahweh gave him supernatural strength. Just like Samson, the only reason Samson was able to tear a lion into two was because of supernatural strength. Whenever the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit, came upon Samson, he was a totally different person. He just did things according to the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. And this is how he was able to use the jawbone of an ass to kill several of Israel's enemies. And I learned recently that that jawbone was of the ass that took Abraham and Isaac to Mount Moriah. So it was a highly anointed jawbone and a highly anointed ass. Hallelujah, oh donkey. So our strength is in the Lord. This is why the Bible says that the Lord is our strength. Psalm 29 or 28. It says the Lord is our strength. So, okay, Psalm 29 says the first verse, ascribe to Yahweh, you sons of the mighty, ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. This is not the scripture I'm looking for. It's probably Psalm 28 or thereabout. Hallelujah. So, Yahweh is our strength. Even in the book of Nehemiah, we are reminded that Yahweh and Yahushua are our strength. Without them, we are not able to carry on. Now, because of our fallen nature, our spirit man has to be renewed every night. Whether we believe it or not, our spirit man rises to the heavens and a new one is sent back down, because, you know, we now live in a fallen world and we need constant renewal to be able to carry on in life. So mankind has become diminished in strength and thus needing to rely more on Yahweh more consciously. As I said, we used to rely on Yahweh before the fall, but we were doing it unconsciously. It was supernatural. It was natural to us because we were perfect beings and we were well aligned with the Maker. But now that we are not supernatural beings, as such, we have to constantly remind ourselves by reading the word of Yah and praying and depending on Yah for everything that we need in life. And this is why Yahweh had to encourage Zerubbabel, who is Nehemiah, while he was building the second holy temple, that not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord Yahweh. So we need Ruach HaKodesh to constantly remind us of the word of Yah, to convict us of sin, to strengthen us in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh is our strength. And when we align ourselves with him, with his will, when we are men after God's own heart, like King David was, we will overcome so much. Animals that are very fierce will stand before us and we'll be able to speak a word to them and they will listen and they will flee before us. You see, when Yahushua Mashiach tells us in Luke 10:19 and Matthew 18, 18 to, well, I think 18 to 19, that he has authority, all power and authority has been given to him in the heavens and in the earth, and he has given us authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and power over all the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. He actually means it, but we cannot exercise that authority outside of him and outside of his will. We have to do things in line with his will. We have to align ourselves with him. I think I've already shared before that when Adam was very sick towards the end of his life, his son Seth and his wife Eve, however, quickly ran to the Garden of Eden to get some leaves, to get some medicine that could heal him or cure his sickness. But unfortunately, when they got there, Archangel Michael appeared to them and told them that Adam's days on earth were running out and in a few days he would die. So that medication could not be granted to them. The medication for the leaves that they needed could not be given to them. And on their way back, is it on their way back or their way going? I think it was on their way here, there actually, before they arrived, a beast came and attacked Seth so that he could devour him. And Hava stood from afar and challenged the beast and said to that beast that how dare you feel that you have the unction or the guts to stand up and fight against God's image and likeness. And the response of the beast was, well, if you hadn't taken of the forbidden fruit and therefore fallen out of alignment with the Maker, I wouldn't harm you. The day you ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you gave up that special authority. You gave up that special authority you had over me, and therefore I have the right to devour you anyhow I feel. Now I need to bring this audio to an end because my children and my husband are coming back and there's going to be so much noise in the house. But what I could do is pause it now and then round it up later by saying a word of prayer. But yes, that is what the beast said to Seth and to Hava. And then Hava was a bit sad, but anyway, the beast left them alone. I think she commanded it, or Seth commanded it, to leave them alone and go, and it fled. I've forgotten what she said to make it leave, but it left, and then they were free to continue their way to the Garden of Eden. So brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, aligning ourselves with the Maker is extremely important. That this is why the Spirit of Yahweh was poured out upon us on the sixth day of creation. Hallelujah. The sixth day, which is mankind's day.